Brother, let me be fair and be honest to you. The Independent Electoral Commission of Lesotho is so ready and is at the stage where on this coming Saturday, the 21st, we are going for advance voting. All is in place. The material has just ready to head on to the stations where the voting is going to take place, the main one on the 28th. The politicians, all stakeholders are now together. We see to it that we are having a successful elections on the 28th.
So with the advance voting, who are those who will have the privilege to participate in this advance voting? What is the criteria?
The law provides that the security forces, nurses, media houses and electoral commission officers who will be on duty on the election day, that means on the 28th, are the ones that are allowed by the law to make applications so that they vote in advance. Even those who are at embassies, foreign, in outside the countries, on embassy missions.
Well put. Let me ask you, there are concerns about ongoing tension within the country. Do you think the Independent Electoral Commission of Lesotho will have the conducive atmosphere to administer a credible vote devoid of this tension that is ongoing that some people say could undermine the credibility of the vote?
That is so true. But as for the preparations, nothing is hampering them. But anyway, I can 100% say maybe the tension that is between the security, basically, I can't say it will be as calm as ever, but we hope things will be sorted then. But as I'm saying, it's not as bad as one is saying, but now, it's never been like this before.
How are you coordinating with these security agencies to ensure that your preparation is not hampered by this possible ongoing tension and violence?
Most fortunately, all the security agencies, we are working together. 100%. They are always hereby. We always have meetings like now. We have been making arrangements, bilateral meetings with armed forces so that they can help with the helicopters transporting or with their aircraft. So that since we have some areas which are so inaccessible with any form of transportation except air wings. So all is in order. The Commission's relations with armed forces, it's 100%.
What about the police and other security agencies?
They are the ones that I'm talking about. All the ballot papers and all security materials as well as voting stations will be guarded by the police forces. And all the areas where we need soldiers, like I've just mentioned before, that for the airlifting aircraft, we will be using the ones from the army. That means everything is sorted to date.
Last but not the least, how has been the coordination or cooperation of political parties with your commission ahead of this election, especially when there was so much division and tension, accusation and counter-accusation leading up to the election, as well as, the issues associated with campaigning ahead of the vote?
So far, so good, because the last meeting we had this month was last week, Monday the 9th, whereby all the political party leaders were represented and they came with other two members from each party. As we have 23 political parties that are running for these upcoming elections. Commission there was just to make the political parties the state of preparedness and everyone seemed to be okay then.